From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio, rural and agricultural news coming up next. Well, today's program is made possible in part by a longtime sponsor of On the Farm Radio, and we appreciate their support, Feedworks USA. They provide specialty feed ingredients for the livestock industry. More information at FeedworksUSA.com.
If a hurricane hits, have what you need to weather the storm. Now is the time to put together a disaster supplies kit. For a list of items to include, visit redcross.org. This message made possible by the Teresa and H. John Hines III Foundation.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
This is the time of the year when it's potentially dangerous for farmers to be working in the field. That's because of extreme heat conditions. That's according to Dee Jepson. She's with Ohio State University's Agricultural Health and Safety Department. She describes some of the symptoms of heat stress.
If you get a heat rash or any type of prickly or blistery parts of the skin, that's showing that your sweat glands have become clogged, your sweat glands are inflamed, and the sweat cannot evaporate from your body in these conditions.
Jepson says another warning sign is heat cramps.
Whether that's in your legs, your arms, or your stomach. And really what's happening when our bodies are cramping, it's the loss of body salt through the sweat. And that causes the water to rush into our muscles. And that results in our cramps and our spasms that we get.
The bottom line, according to Jepson, is that farmers are susceptible to both heat stress and heat stroke. Pay attention to those symptoms.
You are listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
As a farmer, you have a lot to think about. There are bills to pay, repairs, an impossible schedule. It's no wonder that sometimes you can forget to do the small, simple things, like being extra careful when approaching a railroad crossing. Trailers, tractors, and other farm equipment are noisy and slow-moving, while an approaching train may be closer and moving faster than you think. Don't take a chance. Whenever you approach a railroad crossing, slow down, be prepared to stop, and remember, look, listen, and live. A safety message from Operation Lifesaver.
Uphill, downhill, through the mud, and through the trees, ATVs can take you on an adventure. But before you do anything on an ATV, take knowledge to the extreme. Know the basics. Take a training course. Wear a helmet. Don't ride on paved roads. And don't ride tandem. That's knowledge you can take anywhere an ATV takes you. For more information, log on today to ATVSafety.com.
Our pearl of wisdom today comes from something I heard a wise old farmer say one time. He said, if you're in a rut, that's not necessarily a bad thing. Just make sure it's your own rut. That's your pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm and I'm Ish.